I'm Elizabeth Sharp, and I'm running for Town Council of Chapel Hill. So I moved to Chapel Hill 7 years ago for the connection to my family's history, for the opportunity of living in a region with a diversified and resilient economy, and for the lifestyle of living in a town that's so integrated with the university. Now, I'm the co-owner of two brick-and-mortar businesses here, and we are fully invested in being here. We are not going anywhere. But in the years we've been here, I've seen development choices being made that don't support a healthy long-term economic future for Chapel Hill, and I really want to make sure that as the town grows and adapts, it happens creatively and sustainably. So the top three issues my campaign is built on are the quality of development in Chapel Hill, creative municipal problem solving, and a stronger mutually beneficial relationship with the university and the university healthcare system. So I really think our town has both a moral and a fiscal responsibility to address the affordability of housing. That said, I think we need to remove our affordable housing solutions from the free market, largely because if we try to rely on market forces to fix this problem, we'll always be adversely affecting the affordability of housing anytime we do anything that improves our economy or the quality of life in Chapel Hill. If we make it pleasant and financially viable to be here, demand will be high. And there is an upper limit to how much we can build before we're making it unpleasant to live here, at which point it becomes affordable just because no one wants to be here. So I think we should get off the housing supply and demand seesaw and add substantial stock of publicly owned housing that is well integrated into our current housing supply. So basically, the single-family zoning text amendment that our council just passed, but apply it only for the purposes of new public housing. That said, we also have to be really careful not to fill in every square inch of our green spaces. Cities all over the country are scrambling to re-green right now because of the lack of access to nature is such a critical equity issue. So if we build dense housing in areas like Blue Hill, we also have to keep spaces like Legion Park open for access to nature. It can't be an afterthought or something we plan to do because we have the best of intentions. And I believe that we do have the best of intentions, but we have to do it right now. When I talk about creative municipal problem solving, really what I mean is making sure that when we approach problems like affordable housing and green spaces and transportation, that we aren't just copying what things we think have worked in other towns, but that we are sure that they apply to the way that we live and that we're willing to look outside the box for solutions. I really think we have incredibly smart people in this town, and I think we could really come up with some solutions that then other people would look to for how to solve their own municipal problems. Because the university is a giant hole in our commercial tax base, I think that we really need to work with them in order to make sure that they are also committed to making Chapel Hill a town that will help them attract employees and students. It behooves everyone for Chapel Hill to be the most attractive, livable place that it can possibly be, and we really need to bring the university to the table on that issue. I really appreciate that our town has a robust approach to addressing climate change. I don't really think that you can have too many approaches to addressing climate change. We need all of them. For instance, I'm really excited that our town is part of Solarize the Triangle. I think the biggest issue I'd like to see for our town is changing our transportation culture and the infrastructure around it in order to get us out of our cars. Our roads are pretty inhospitable to bikes and walking. Like the rest of the country, we spent decades widening roads and building parking lots, which make it unsafe and unpleasant to bike or walk and vastly more convenient to drive. So I'd like to see us remediate that state of affairs by adding things like protected bike lanes and street trees to help create a culture of biking and walking. One of the other candidates for town council actually told me about an idea to subsidize e-bikes, and I thought that was pretty brilliant. If I had an e-bike, I might actually be able to bike up the hill that I live on. So one thing that I do think our town council has done well in the last 4 years, though I don't think it was just the work of the last 4 years, is that they have allowed for the redevelopment of some of the aging spaces in our town, like the corner of Fordham and Ephesus where the old sports bar was, and bringing in Wegmans. But I actually think the design and function of that redevelopment was really misguided. So that's what I would change. Some of the recent luxury apartment developments would have been a great spot for the types of missing middle housing we're being told we need. And the Wegmans building and parking lot are exactly the outmoded, inefficient urban design that keeps us tied to our cars and socially isolated. In terms of the quality of development, I think I've spoken to that some with the different development that we've seen, like Wegmans and the Blue Hill apartment complexes. It's not that we didn't need to build things there, but it's what we build and how we build and how those things are adapted to be attractive to small business and to biking and walking and the new urban ideal that we're all trying to achieve. I think we're really catering to the profit margin of the developers, and we should push harder on them to give us a better product that's better suited to Chapel Hill. When voters see the name Elizabeth Sharp, I hope that they think of a willingness to look at our contradictory needs, for instance, the need to build more housing and the need to preserve green space, and do the hard work to come up with our own creative Chapel Hill-specific solutions to those needs. And I also want them to think of an understanding that if we want to fund those solutions, we have to attract businesses and residents whose taxes will pay for them, which means, quite frankly, making sure Chapel Hill stays attractive and interesting.